Hello, my name's Kate Smurthwaite and welcome to my quite sarcastic news podcast. Today is January the 21st and we start with Europe. And some French blokes, Edouard Balladur and Valérie Giscard d'Estaing, who seems not to have noticed that he's got a girl's name, have dared to suggest that Tony Blair might not make the best EU president. They point out that he opposed the euro, the European constitution, and then led his country into a needless and bloody war that almost all of his European colleagues had the good sense to avoid. And put that way, I guess having Mr. Blair in charge of the EU would be a bit like letting Paris Hilton take over Northern Rock. Now, in politics, the Tories have announced that they have chosen a successor for Anne Widdecombe. Her replacement, Helen Grant, is apparently very experienced for the role, having played the Wicked Witch of the West 2 seasons on Broadway. Also in politics, Home Secretary Jackie Smith has been for a kebab. Basically, this was a publicity stunt to try and prove that the streets of Peckham are safe to walk at night in spite of her policies on crime. The thing is, she was so confident about her safety, she took a minder with her. He'd been instructed to do whatever was necessary to save her life, so presumably as they left the shop, he ripped the kebab from her hand and firmly threw it away. On to history, and one of the two last surviving French veterans of World War I has died. This is great news for the other one, a guy called Lazare Ponticelli, who has issued the following statement. It was all me, I did it all on my own, I killed all the Germans, by myself, one by one with a penknife, the other soldiers were rubbish. And education, and plans have been unveiled to introduce metal detectors into schools in Britain to prevent young people from bringing knives and guns into school. If the scheme is successful, it could spread to community centres, buses, trains and even prisons. Or, to save time, they could just install the detectors straight into hooded tops. On to international politics, and the Canadian Foreign Minister has apologised after accidentally releasing a list of countries where prisoners are at risk of torture. Apparently, due to an administrative error or something, the US and Israel were mistakenly included on the list when everyone knows they don't torture people. Oh, what a silly suggestion. In a related incident, the Canadian Sports Minister issued a list of sports popular with young people and forgot to include waterboarding. Now, art, and the first official portrait of Tony Blair has been unveiled. The artist Jonathan Yeo has previously painted Rupert Murdoch, the Duke of Edinburgh, and Beelzebub. He said that Mr. Blair had a Tigger-like energy and that he thought he was happy that Gordon Brown's prime ministership wasn't going very well. Isn't that just a touch childish? I mean, it's okay to be six and be happy that your playmates aren't any better at finger painting than you, but this is running the country we're talking about. It's just as well the seats in the House of Commons are fixed firmly in place, or presumably they'd all be pulling them out just as their colleagues were about to sit down. Prime Minister's question time would start with David Cameron going, "Go on, pull my finger." Now on to the newspapers. And it's usually the tabloids that pose the most ridiculous questions for their readers. The customary phone-ins on, should we give all the good stuff in Britain to the French, etc. Today, however, the Independent have run their own front pager, fortunately without the premium rate line. They ask, should Richard Branson be allowed to make a fortune at our expense with Northern Rock? And if there was ever a tabloid-style story well suited to the Independent, this is it. Jeremy Paxman has complained that Marks and Spencer's underwear doesn't give enough support. Cue innumerable photoshopped pictures of Paxo's head glued onto the body of a male underwear model, and quote, allegedly the most terrifying political interviewer in the country. This is not just about the weak gusset issue. Paxo has quite a good point here, though. Essentially, the number of shops which can actually be relied upon to offer decent quality goods is falling like a stone. I mean, no one goes to Matalan or Primark and expects a garment tough enough to weather a spot of drizzle. But it seems now that every store cuts every corner it possibly can, and then acts innocent, hoping Jamie Oliver isn't looking. Now, at this point, I normally flick through the Daily Mail just to get a bit of a mixture of stories for the podcast. However, one story sort of leapt out over the weekend. Fascist columnist Richard Littlejohn had a piece about the Ipswich murders. Now, I quote directly here about the women who were killed. Firstly, he said, in their chosen field of work, death by strangulation is an occupational hazard. Which seems odd, partly because he's used the word chosen. I'm not entirely convinced that these women ended up working as street prostitutes because hairdressing didn't seem challenging enough. Mummy, when I grow up, I want to be addicted to heroin. And secondly, and here's another direct quote, in the scheme of things, the deaths of these five women is no great loss. Right, now, if any listeners happen to know where Mr. Little John lives, do please share that info, because I'm sure he understands that in the business of writing noxious, offensive bullshit, getting punched in the face every morning as you leave the house is an occupational hazard. And in the grand scheme of things, Richard, your death would be a great loss. A really, really great loss. And that's all from me for today. I'll be back for tomorrow. Until then, I'm Kate Smurthwaite. Thank you very much for listening, and goodbye.